So you obviously know by now, right, that officials of the University Waste Management Agency Roma have arrested some scavengers in Port Harcourt for flouting sanitation rules in the state. This was in our news a few days ago. Now, a lot of Rivers residents, a lot of Port Harcourt residents in particular, had made comments about the activities of some of these individuals that, yes, some people try to do the right thing and place their waste in the appropriate location, but these individuals come and then they scatter it. They make a mess of the whole thing. So that's one angle. But the other angle, which I personally, right, years ago, over a decade ago, had asked this question when we started to notice this trend of people placing their trash in the median, is this. Before this practice had begun, how were we, Rivers people, disposing our trash? What were we doing? And I'm not talking about, I grew up in the Lakaya estate. I'm talking about those who live in the estate. But even those who live down Rumumasi, even those who lived back then in D-Line, in Garrison, because I used to frequent Garrison a lot, my one as well, old GRA as well. How were we throwing our trash? The reason why I ask this, is because some residents seem to be at a loss now that they can't bring out their trash on the median.
Where are we going to dump our refuse? Is it by inside our room or inside our street?
So that's a very good question. Where are you going to throw your trash? Is it your room, your street? Where were you throwing the trash before now? Like say 10 years ago.
Are we going to dump our refuse? Government should map a place that the masses will dump their refuse.
So government should map out a place, which is good, which is ideal. We need designated dump sites, receptacles as well, so that individuals know where to place them. But it's a two-fold problem, because I'll give you the Ikwere Road, for example, somewhere along the Wimpy axis all the way down to Ajib. In fact, just after Wimpy, there's a church, I think it's an Anglican church there, where there's a market close to on the left. There was a time when they had built a small receptacle close to the market, more like a building, just bring it out. You're meant to throw your trash there, you know, and leave. But on several occasions, I would see well-meaning Rivers people come not to that point, but close to it. It's too far. Then they threw it on the ground. Yeah, they did that.
Provide the shelter, provide them before they announce them out. Because it stands now, they don't get where they feed them, the dustbins, except there.
The rest is on the roadside. Still very bad, but I don't have any option. Waiting for the Rwama to provide for us a better site to dump.
So we're waiting for Rwama once again. Once again, I'm asking the question. 10, 15 years ago, right, before all of this, when it was just the Environmental Sanitation Agency, right, where were we throwing our trash? Because I know for a fact that we're not putting that on the median. That is for a fact. It wasn't thrown on the median. In some areas, you get to find a corner of the street where people would throw trash and it would get onto the road. That happened a lot. But not on the median. Not on the median.
As we never see the team now, so for now, the team never there. So our people will take the team now, that will be the issue. My government provides where we will put the team for us.
Now there's nowhere to dump that, and the dirt will just be heaping and heaping. And this dirt now can even cause diseases for us, so it's going to affect people, so they should just do something about it.
So I love what the last respondent that spoke to our correspondent said, that this trash can cause dirt breakouts. If you following the news, there's been the cholera outbreak in parts of the northern Nigeria. But we seem to know that. But do we seem to really care? Because in all honesty, if you check around most streets, and I'm using the ones around us, it's not too difficult once there's a bush for people to just, in fact, turn that particular place to a dump site. So is it that we are waiting for the government to first provide? What about our own idea of cleanliness, responsibility? I grew up in a river state, in a Port Harcourt, where I, as a young child, would have to walk nearly 15-20 minutes to a dump site and throw it into a big pit. It would be criminal for me to have placed my trash anywhere else but that pit. Now, to show you how bad it was then, when I'll be dragging my trash, sometimes the fallen plantain leaves, you know, from the trees that are falling in our compound, you will hear people, hey, oh boy, come, carry this thing when you put it. Come here. Small boy like you are dirtying the compound. Yeah, That happened. That happened in good old Port Harcourt. So, are we really having to wait for the government before we clean our environment? Welcome, once again, to where the region has its best conversations. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and then the female caller line is 0817-923-0009. We're talking about waste management. I'm asking, what were you doing before you were asked to put it on the road? Now that they banned it, what? Our WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. And jump onto Facebook, facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. So, Rwoma arrested some scavengers recently in Port Harcourt because of, their scattering of the refuse that was collected on the road. But my question is this morning, before all of that, right, what is our responsibility? Some people say, oh, now that we can't put it on the road, what do we do? What were you doing 10 years ago? Hello, Port Harcourt. 9.3, good morning.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning. Welcome, please. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Yes, the question you asked, what was happening, what were we doing 15 years ago? As I know, now I am 53 years. As I know, in 15 years ago, what we usually do is carry those refuse to river. At times, if you can't take it to a river, where the ocean will, the current of the river will carry it away, you take it to farm road. Farm road, we have a particular place that we pour it in that farm road, that place will, that we turn to manure. Just like those days, when we go to the toilet, we use a particular stick to dig the ground. After you have finished what you are doing, you use sand to cover it. During that time, but now we have turned to WC. Now we are using pit toilet. So during those days, we are having a particular place that we throw our dirty away. We throw it in the river or at the farm road.
So what was it? Were you waiting for government to come and carry it for you?
No.
Why not?
Government was not working. Like for example, like in the village. In the village, all these dirty people go to village to carry dirty? No, the village will have let them throw their dirty away. The people that are making things was is these people that are picking it on the road. They will pocket it very well in the waterproof, and they will come. They will tear it every day. We shout because my house is near the road. We'll be shouting to them. All those are bookie people. They will carry their drug. They will be looking for condemned things like all these.
We know what they're looking for. We know what they're looking for.
So they are the people that are making it worse. And when this Rwoma started, they have a particular place that they used to call them. Like in Choba, we call at that opposite Uniport B gate, that primary school. That is a place we usually drop. The people that are living around here, we use drum or wheelbarrow or anything to send the dead there. But when these Rwoma people will come, then we go there. That was the center. They will go there to pack it before they now started keeping it at the middle of the road. So they should know how we are going to, they should still bring what we are going to pour dead. And when it was a time too that they brought drum, their drum. When you go, you put it inside the drum. When they come, they will just turn it over in their car and drop the drum back again. So they should find me of how we're going to keep this thing because there is development and this debt and all these students, they don't have strength to carry it to that particular place.
Is it they don't have strength? But they have strength to buy all the fancy foods and meals to eat. Hello, Port Harcourt, 9.3. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, you.
Good morning.
Happy New Year, you.
Welcome, thank you. Wish you the same.
Yeah, Jude, I think the question you asked is very simple because the problem I have is we, as an individual, when it comes to the government, before, in the past, we have forests, we have bushes. I could remember when I was small, we have a bush around us, we threw these dust bins. And come to think of it, the generation of some of these dust bins, and before and now, they are different. I don't know if you know. In the past, if you want to go and buy something, you might not even think of anybody giving you a nylon to put whatever you've bought.
Yes.
You can just carry it on your hands straight to the house. But now, as soon as you go to any shop, you must definitely need a nylon to pack your things.
That's the generation
and
of
at
waste.
The end of the day, yes, when you pack them, definitely when you get home, those nylons will not be useful. Definitely they need to be thrown away. And when you're throwing them away, you don't throw them away around your because development, buildings, houses has covered everywhere. So what we are saying is, yes, in the past, we had never looked for a woman. We had never in one word or the other thought about how today would look like. But what we are saying is this, in as much as we know that development must come, do you get what I'm saying?
Mm.
It must come. Definitely the development has come. Since it has come, how can we? So let me tell you, yesterday, Dio talked about this, and I just brought one simple thing the government should do for us. We are not in the olden days.
Yes.
Where people will not know the right thing to do. Can any government that will come into River State give us an industry that can be able to recycle dustbin? We need an industry.
Mm.
This is just a simple thing. See, the money that is being used for two flyovers can go a long way to give us an industry. And giving us an industry in this state, we is going to generate a lot of incomes, employment. Just for example, if you have an industry that has to do with dustbins, just like what we are saying, there are people who go to houses and houses to pick up those
dustbins,
take them straight to where they will put their receptacle centers, and there are people who be there at their receptacle centers to be able to select the nylons, the rubbers, polluting stuff and the rest of them. That is deployment. And at the end of the day, there are some persons who will carry trucks, who will be drivers, who will come, and there are people who will load into there, and they will take it straight to the factory. This is a simple thing, but the government has decided not to help the people because all they are after is how to award contracts that at the end of the day, they will have things from there. So the thing is not a rocket science.
Okay.
Please, the people... The masses are trying. Let's say the truth. If you begin to think about the distance between where you throw your dustbins to the place of your house, it's even better to travel from here to Aba. Because what are we saying? People are trying. And at the end of don't forget that there are some persons also who may want to jeopardize the aspect of throwing these things. So in every 12, you must have dealers. But what we're saying is few dust. Industry.
Okay, we have a recycle industry suggestion this morning. We'll take our first commercial break. Our conversation this morning is about the waste management. Yes, Rumama has arrested scavengers in Port Harcourt. So there is an effect since there's a ban. Now the question is, how long is that going to go? But what were we doing before all of this happened? And why can't we go back to what we could do or what we used to do? The first person said, do I throw it in my house? But if you do, won't you be harming yourself? So is it better to harm the general public? That was such a beautiful packaged report. One person said, oh, will I throw it in my house? The last person said, but if we don't do it, we are prone to diseases and the likes. So if we throw it out, let everybody catch diseases, but not me and my village people. It's a very murky world that we are wading in this morning. My name is Jude. Hello, Port Harcourt. Yes, we like to power Port Harcourt to the point where there's a lot of positivity. Nobody is asking for a utopia. It's not feasible. There will always be challenges. And one of the biggest challenges that would face any city as cosmopolitan as Port Harcourt is its health. And in this regard, waste management. So, few of these individuals have been arrested by Rwama. Great. But yesterday night, I got to see a few of them, about, 7:30, 8-ish, all right? Still doing the same thing. Okay. Now, some people on the road spoke, hey, oh God, no, tear this bag. No do one like this. No, they're good. You'll pull them for granted. They're good for your eye. Okay? That being said, the compliance to the ban of thrash on our road or trash on our road, it's still not 100 or 90%. Along Ada George, for example, I didn't get to see trash on the median from location all up until Okilton down. I didn't get to see. However, on the East West Road, I saw a lot. But this morning, none. It's been cleared. Great. Why are we so used to throwing our trash on the median? It's a twofold problem. What were you doing before? Once again, welcome to where the region has its best conversations.
Hello, Port Hackett. Say hello to the buzz, the vibes, the peculiarities and regularities of a contemporary city.
Hello, Port Hackett. Let's talk about this modern metropolis sprawling from the city to the exurbs, the suburbs, township, community and your locality.
Let's talk about happenings in your neighborhood, standards at your workplace, social amenities and issues of great concern to you on Hello, Port Hackett. Every weekday from 9 a.m. to midday on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Why are we so used to throwing our trash on the median? It's a twofold problem. What were you doing before? Once again, welcome to where the region has its best conversations. Best is speaking to us from Rumahalu. Best, good morning to you. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Hello, Port Harcourt. Mr. Jude, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I want to give you a quick analysis on how this Ruoma and the refuse is being managed. Now, the River State government told us earlier this year they were giving $500 million monthly to evacuate this waste. You know, there was a time the governor was angry, they didn't take away the debts on the road, they will sack them and so on. So he stated the amount given to them. Now, where I'm pointing at is, one of these truck, from if you want to get from Mercedes, I think Mercedes, let me not call companies anyway, some of these trucks are sold for 20 million, 24 million, and 30 million. Now, 500 million can give you at least, if let's say, 20 of these trucks, if they are getting this money monthly. Now, if these trucks, one of these, a month, you get 20 of these trucks and put in junctions or streets, not all these crowds, the market and fully, you see the tire pressing down.
Mm.
These people are just eating this money and they are not managing this distance properly. You get these trucks, you put them in important areas, and take your workers, maybe like a tank car or a bell or something, and say, bring your beans every evening. You know,
Okay.
You understand? It's a good idea. Not carry, collect 500 million and hire old trucks and put on the road and expect. It's not a rocket science. Bills cannot just fly from people's house to. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. George is on the phone. Hello, George. Good morning to you.
George, from
this is Jude.
First,
good morning.
All, in this thing you are talking about in River State, I think, you know, we are not practicing what they call a safety hygiene, and also is our culture for us to do abnormality in the aspect of wasting of waste. Another thing I will tell you, Dayo, is that in that sort of wasting waste, there is a time factor on it. People are not aware of this time factor. Like this morning, you can't go and wait to wait. And it will start from 6 p.m. to 12 p.m. People should be informed on it. And when you are trying to waste your waste, you should be able to bag your waste. Understand? And there is a located government dump that is people can throw their waste. Doesn't matter where you are coming from. Even though you are staying at Woji and you have the receptacles at so many places, you must go to there and at a specific time. So I think then throwing dirty within the roadside is not really acceptable by me.
Mm.
It should not be acceptable by every responsible government. So we are talking about modernization. Yes, I believe on modernization, civilization will come. Advancement is going to come. People should be cultured.
Okay.
And I also want to, I know that there is some monetary thing. The Rwanda agency, they have marshals all over the place. What is happening to the marshals? The marshal who are supposed to enforce this thing, even apprehend them. That's what they call the Rwanda court. People should be aware. The Rwanda has everything. They have what they call court.
that if you should default on it, they will send you to that place for you to do what they call community service for 3 months and all that. You pay a fine of 35,000.
Okay.
So it's our culture. We are born for us to do abnormal things as sort of wasting our ways. So I think people should think that government has several terms that people can go and throw their ways. Thank you, Dayo.
This is Jude, by the way. Chima is in GRA. Good morning, Chima.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning. Hello, Port Harcourt. Welcome, please.
Thank you very much, Jude. Jude, let me tell you, honestly speaking, there will be no way if nothing is involved that the control of refuge can be successful. So it will never be. Now, I expect government for you to be able to control refuge. People have to pay for what they generate.
But Chima, people have said, right, that they are paying taxes. And what exactly does the government use these taxes for? Because business owners, Maka women, pay these same money, environmental sanitation money or levies. They have baskets. So they give them baskets and they collect debt to throw where? Where are they throwing it to?
Dude. There has to be a scrubbing of that environmental levy, you understand? Then people should be to pay with the little thing they generate. And look, there will be no way, it doesn't matter how many sites you build,
okay.
That will go there. You have to make it to the form up to the extent that the people who are involved go to the people's house to collect refuge. It has to be in that form.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
People go to there, they collect the food from people, and they are made to pay the little thing. It's something. You understand?
Totally do. It's reminiscent of what, like I said, we used to have back when I grew up in Elekaya Housing Estate. Prince is now out of George. Good morning, Prince.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome, please.
Okay, I'm one of the sanitation marshal volunteers.
Okay, welcome.
And I would just like to give you a picture. Rewama is doing the very best, I must tell you.
Okay.
The problem is that residents and those that generate waste, they are not playing their roles.
Mm.
If you ask me like what you just said, somebody will leave his home, pay transport to the market, do all the shopping and come back home. Then at home, there are two types of waste that they generate. The liquid waste, which is the one that goes to the septic tank.
Yes, sewage, yes.
And of course, the solid waste. Now, what happens in that of the liquid waste? Some compounds, they spend as much as 50,000 naira every year to get these sewage tanks to come and evacuate their soccer waste and their septic tank. They pay to private concerns, that is, those who are in the business of evacuating and all the rest. But when they come to solid waste, the waste from your kitchen, abandoned furniture, and all that, they don't want to engage the services of the private service providers. They are everywhere. Like as I said, somebody will pay 50 naira to the market to do the shopping, come back home and generate waste. Now, you don't want to pay 50 naira to the nearest receptacle. For instance, let me take from Ikwele Road from my 3 motor park.
Okay.
In front of my 3 motor park, there is a Rewama receptacle.
Yes, I've seen that.
You go further, just about 6 posts, just by the fence, that UST roundabout, by where they have this Seventh-day Adventist church, there is another Rewama receptacle. You go further to Ajip flyover as you're terminating down by the School of Health, there is another receptacle. You go a little further to OCC, that primary school, there is a receptacle. You move further to Rumokuta, this distance is just about 50 naira. Up to M60, there is another receptacle.
Yes, at the MCC gates, there is one.
Yes,
there.
Now the residents, instead of dropping their waste, either you take a walk or 50 naira to the nearest receptacle to bring it out to the medium. And I used to ask, I know I used to visit Aba before, our neighboring state, Abia State, Aba. The culture in Aba used to be that they will bring their waste to the middle of the road. I'm not saying that it is the bad people that come to do business that is bringing this culture. But this culture of dropping waste at the median of the road is an alien culture. You agree with me that government is intervening, River State Waste Management Agency is intervening all the way. They have not come from one house to one the other house collecting revenue. So that little sacrifice of walking to the nearest receptacle, of course the receptacles cannot be sighted in front of all the buildings. No, now.
Yes.
No, it's not possible. Mm. Before now, they had more receptacles. Now, owners of undeveloped properties, they have now developed their properties. So they go to the nearest places, like I've just mentioned. I just took on the Quarry Road. So Rivoma is doing the very best. They should arrest the scavengers because this is Garden City.
Okay, now Prince, I'm sorry to have to interrupt because I'm giving you a lot of time because you make a lot of cogent points. Now, I don't know how long you've lived in Port Harcourt, but growing up in Port Harcourt, there were times when back then the Environmental Sanitation Agency would have these same trucks or similar trucks with personnel that would go to certain areas. I grew up in the Lekaya housing estate. They would come to the estate. There were corners, right, where you would get there, right, and they would pick up the receptacle, and they'll move in some scenarios from street to street. You will hear the horn, you come out and bring out your trash. Can't we employ that same measure today in 2021?
Two things. Number one, the city is expanding every day.
True.
The Port Harcourt used to know before. I grew up in Port Harcourt. I was born and bred here. The city you call Port Harcourt now, the population and the volume of waste generated in Port Harcourt, if you know the cost of waste management, you understand that getting, like somebody said, getting one of these trucks alone runs into millions of naira.
True.
The town has expanded up to Oyibo. How much do you think that government can employ where they are not even generating revenue from it that will take care of all the streets? The population is so now. What they do is a management system where the Wama has said, "Bring out your waste." It's an organized, well-coordinated approach from 6 PM to 12 PM. Bring it out here, my brother. If you come out in the night, these the Wama contractors are working all through the night. They do not sleep. After evacuating waste up to 6 AM in the morning, then people will now come on their own without respect to the let-down time process of dumping, to come and dump
defacing
the Port Harcourt. And of course, I've seen the Roma. Like I said, I'm a sanitation marshal volunteer. I have followed them up. My brother, people must take responsibility. Mm. All over the world is PPP. PPP means polluter pays principle. You must be responsible just as you create, generate waste, to ensure that the waste gets to the final dump site. So my advice before I drop, people should go to Rewama. They have licensed private service providers. And Rewama has done so well because it's generating employment jobs for people. Few people come by these small diner vehicles, and they go to the street. Rewama has done well, creating opportunity for employment. People should come. They have licensed evacuators, private service providers. As they take the waste, they go to the final dump site. So in a nutshell, we should try and locate the nearest receptacle to you. They must not come from house to house. No, the population has gone beyond that.
Mm.
The volume of waste has gone beyond that. And no, it's not all of the roads that are very motorable. Funny enough, people develop cities without creating paths where the big trucks can pass. If you go to some of these areas, they sell their landed properties. Sometimes the big trucks cannot even pass. So it's an appeal. Rewama is playing its role. Residents too should play their own role. If you can get a sewage tank to come and remove the sewage from your septic tank, you can also engage in terms of private service provider. Rewama is not generating revenue. It's just an appeal. So the scavengers that go to scatter waste at the middle of the road to deface the Garden City status, Rewama should arrest them. Not only Rewama. We as citizens must play our roles in complementing the commendable achievements and efforts of the River State Waste Management Agency. That is the only way we can do it. Let's support government to serve us better, my brother.
Prince.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. A very, very enjoyable conversation with Prince this morning. Ikechi is in Transamani. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, Ikechi.
Thank you, Jude. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
Good. Jude, I somewhat disagree with your last caller on some point.
Yes, please. Go on. Yeah. Let's have your own.
We generate waste. I think we need to pay for it.
Okay.
It's high time we start paying for our waste. Dude, when you pay for your waste, you will reduce the amount of waste you are generating from your house. You understand? I go to a shop to buy something, and they give me a carton, give me a nylon. I know that these things are not going to stay in my house. I'll drop it with them. Please, take your carton. I go with the goods itself. Do you understand me?
Yes.
I've reduced the number of waste I'm taking home. Secondly, be it a population increase or not, we have a government. We pay taxes. Be it our road good or not, let them walk into our streets and pick our waste. We pay for it. Remove it from the contractor's hand. Remove it from the government's hand. They say they don't have money. Leave them alone. They don't have money. Do you understand me? You said the trucks are expensive. Throw it open. There are individuals that want to buy 10, 20 of them into the street. Do you understand?
Totally do.
They are creating job opportunity. This thing has become a political activity in River State. They use it to settle their chronics, which doesn't make any sense. If you hear the amount of money that is being spent on Rwama, you weep. I'm telling you, the money spent on Rwama on monthly basis will buy like 10 trucks every month. And look at their staff underpaid. The list of them there should be going home with 20,000, which we cannot even buy trucks.
You understand?
So these people it's not making any sense to me. Government should pull their hands out of it, make it a public activity, let people come in. Me, I would like to invest in it.
Okay, thank you very much. Tony is also calling us from Ada George. Dennis is Apple Road. Tony, good morning. Welcome, please.
Yeah, good morning, dude.
Good morning.
Yeah, I just have a suggestion. But however, in terms of administratively, River State, they have failed. I grew up in Lagos while I school in Calabar. Like I discussed with your other guy yesterday, if you go to Lagos along in Oto, you see where they heap their waste. And as I speak with you now, there is a company, a recycling company that plays recycling nylon. In Calabar, there is a way they do it. If, as a student, you can't even drink your time through the nylon on the street. Because you know that you are committing offense to yourself. Those people come in the morning and in the night. We have those who pick from the house to a point, primary point and secondary point. They'll evacuate it. Here in River City, you don't take up money to pay, so people should not bring waste to the middle of the road. What have you put in place?
In place.
Somebody that causes equal road. What happened to other judge? I say another judge. Is there any place that I can just where I can take my way to? So I should wake up in the morning and enter vehicle from Abidjan to Ikwiru and come back to the house. There should be plans put in place.
Well,
you have not done that. You came out with a draconian law.
Tony, thank you very much. Dennis is speaking to us from Airport Road. Dennis, good morning.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning, welcome.
Jude, I wonder how people cannot understand that we have an administrative malady in Nigeria. If you were old enough by 79 and all, when Okilo was there, when Mbakwe was in Imo State, these people provided that MCC truck that has a bucket distributed all over town. People go drop their refuse, these buses, trucks come there, put their back, bring out the fork, lift up the truck, that garbage bucket, and empty it into their truck, and off they go.
Who is speaking about population growth? If you think population will grow and you don't know what to do to serve that population, please leave that government. There are people who have administrative knowledge to evacuate this waste. Simple and short. Not everything pay. What in Nigeria are we not paying for? Are we not citizens? Medians collect allocation and pay their citizens. Gabon here, they do not pay all this pay, VAT, this, VAT, that. Why are there intellectuals in Nigeria and they are watching everybody being enslaved by the so-called leadership? It is sad. We have MBA, we have LMA, we have seasoned lawyers in Port Harcourt, indigenous, who are fans, and they are watching us being enrolled, neck deep into slavery. It is very sad. It makes me weep on a daily basis that people who have knowledge of administration sit by and allow brigands to take over the place and rubbish all of us.
Dennis, thank you very much. JJ is in Rumigbo. Emotional comment from Dennis there.
Jude, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Our people say something. That somebody that saw the raw one, the food that is not cooked, and the person eats it, what will he do with the cooked food? People are advocating that people should pay for waste. Jude, nobody is paying right now, but the whole street is dirty. Now, if you say pay, and I don't have that money to pay, then I will look for somewhere to dump it. And then you cause more problems. According to the governor of River State, Ezebunwa Yesowike, he said that what he gives to Iwama every month is 500 million. Jude, half a billion. It means they will have like 6 billion every year. Jude, can you beat that? And somebody is telling you, if you pay for this, if you pay for that, it will not work. These people should live up to their own responsibility, for goodness sake.
But don't we as citizens have our own roles to play, our own responsibility?
Yes, we have. Let me tell you, they are beginning to wake up right now. I was standing on Rumokoro, one of the areas they dumped, the Rumokoro market people dumped their refuge. And some guys just came with this sharp stuff, and all the dirt that was brought there was in bag. That is our responsibility. And before you could say, Jack, this guy has turned this thing open, spread it on the road. I was thinking that when this guy will be through, even the basket that is supposed to be dumped inside, they turn it upside down, and the basket finds itself in the middle of the road, and this guy walked away. I was like calling him, this was Lopolo, maybe not that guy, you are another stuff. You understand what I'm saying? So who is supposed to stop the guys from spreading or spreading open? You take your time. I'm taking my time to wash some areas. There's nobody that comes without a bag with his daddy. So what are we talking about here? So if you cannot arrest those people, who do you expect to? Who were the ones that are opening the manholes and all those stuff? It's for us to pay. You think we'll pay for NEPA, pay for this? Are they giving us light? Now, for the past 6 days, we've not had light, and you expect us to pay at the end of the month. So what are we not paying for? Water, light, everything. Are we getting it? This is not about payment, though. It's about getting the right people to do the right job. Why can't we do waste management here and do recycling?
JJ, thank you very much. These are suggestions this morning. Let me quickly get through some of the messages this morning. On Rewama malfunction, they should begin with stopping the scavengers from opening bagged waste. Celia, with that one there. Good morning. 20 years ago, every family had a plantation space close to them. We throw our waste in the plantation fields to fertilize the plants there. Today, the buildings have taken virtually every space you can find around. From Mugbesulari to Rumudara, they have people there. What is their work? To guide people against coming to scatter their waste. They arrange them well so that they can separate the waste. Thank you very much. The manner in which people dispose their waste on the road is too bad. 2 days ago, the waste condemned one of my tires at night. So sorry. That can be a very painful experience. Amos, with that comment, thank you very much.